Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Anthea Cerecito, CEO of the Governing Body Foundation. Doctor, very good afternoon to you.
And good afternoon to you and the listeners.
And thank you so much for making time today. And basically, I feel so sorry for our current matriculants and for what they've been through. So, I mean, back in 2020 when they were in grade 10, then they went through lockdown and lost almost half the year. And this was repeated into 2021. And now only in 2022 are they getting back into class, and now they're trying to write their matric exams, and possibly load shedding is going to impact them. And I mean, these poor students, they've had everything thrown at them. Huh?
Yes, indeed, you're quite right. And it is a concern, and it's been addressed at the National Department of Education level as they've looked at all the potential things that could go wrong in load shedding, water restrictions or limitations, community disruptions, and extreme weather conditions. All of those things have been identified by the department as challenges that they have to be prepared to mitigate. And yes, load shedding was one, and we know that there have been appeals to try not to have load shedding during matric exams. It's very difficult to schedule that because it's working hours and we need to get the economy going. So it is a national disaster, let's say, because it is affecting so many people, including these poor children who've had disrupted schooling. So, you know, what to do? And I think the learners are actually very resilient and have managed to cope extremely well. And I think with all things to do with exams, it's preparation. Be prepared.
Oh. Are they going to get any leeway? I mean, there are 920,000 pupils expecting to write now. And I think they started writing yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they started on Monday.
So, I mean, are they going to get any leeway, with all these problems they faced and facing?
No, not as far as mark adjustments are concerned. You know, there has to be a consistent standard across all years. And when it comes to the end of the year and the marking is complete, the qualifications authority, or MLUSI, has to norm the results, you know, to make sure that one year is not advantaged over another year. Because if you matriculate in 2022, your qualifications should be as valid and as correct as a person who matriculated in 2018, let's say, or 2024 coming up. So, you know, standardization takes place to eliminate all eventuality. Load shedding is not going to count. I really don't think it's just not possible, because we can't say who was affected by load shedding on any which day, because we have schedules and every child is affected differently. They could get it at school, they could get it at home, all on the same day. So they, you know, they have a double whammy on a day.
Absolutely.
So we have to help the children deal with it. And I really do think they have been dealing with it, and we have to help the parents take it calmly as well, not to increase the stress. So, you know, I would focus on, let's be prepared for any eventuality with regard to load shedding, including the fact that the power won't come on at the scheduled time because we have these breakdowns and you can't restore. So you know, charging the devices, it's charging your phone, getting your solar lights, you know, if you've got LED lights, get them out in the sunlight if possible, so that you can prepare. Then, if things are really bad, sleep when the electricity is off and work when the electricity is on. There may need to be some adjustment of that sort. Obviously not on days of exams when you arrive without having had any sleep. But to bear in mind that sometimes a sleep in the afternoon might actually be quite beneficial, and then you might have to work later in the evening when perhaps you do have power again. So sudden changes, let's work with that. And then we need to work, I think, with mental well-being and helping the children breeze through the various storms. Now, all of us, I include myself here, we all have been a bit mentally disturbed by this load shedding disruption. It just stops our normal routine and, you know, smooth running of our affairs. So we have to help the children get through it in a smooth and calm way. So the message to the children is, speak positively to yourself, you know. Say to yourself, I know I can do this. I've done it before. All these matriculants have written exams before and have been mostly successful. Where they haven't been, they've had opportunity to learn from their mistakes. So actually, they've done it. This exam has been raised to such high stake levels that I think it's created more anxiety than it ought to. So positive self-messages. Except for the children who really have exam anxiety, and then they do need professional help. But that should have been identified quite a lot earlier in their school days. Some nervousness is normal. Focus is important. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Sorry, we are all here. We are listening.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now I think I'm just talking too long. So focus is very important. And you know what? Sometimes children have distractors because somebody has said something and they haven't dealt with it. Let them try to move on and deal with it at a later stage. If there's something bad that is really distracting them, they should deal with it so that they can move on, you know, in other words, handle it and move on rather than have this at the nagging at the back of their mind. And then, you know, as with everybody in life, we always say nature is necessary plus exercise. So these scheduled breaks where they maybe take a little walk outdoors, and those who do proper exercise do proper exercise. Others do something more gentle to reduce stress levels. We do have to do that. And for goodness sake, get to the exam center on time. But by on time, I mean very early. Because
so,
you don't know how many traffic lights are
exactly.
Going to be out
well,
along
that's
the way.
My next question. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's my very next question. So the current matriculants, are they actually writing the exams at exam center schools, or are there some still doing it online?
No, absolutely. Everything very, very tightly controlled in exam centers. Highly controlled, highly monitored, checking for irregularities. You don't breathe incorrectly or have anything that you're not supposed to have on your desk. Very strictly controlled in exam centers, definitely.
And what happens if a matriculant just, last question, cannot make it and doesn't get to write a particular exam, just can't get there with load shedding, whatever, just can't get there? What happens?
Yeah, this is a serious problem. It would depend. It would depend if this is a general inability. Let's say there's a community protest action and they block all the roads.
Yes.
There are plans on how to deal with those sorts of things. And so there's a hotline. I don't actually have the number right in front of me, but there is a hotline which can be contacted when there are these sorts of disruptions. The exam will continue for all the other learners, and the department will have to make plans for the affected learners to rewrite. Now, if the numbers are sufficiently high, they will have a rewrite session. There is another exam paper prepared. All subjects have spare papers ready for them if something goes wrong. 16 learners were affected in their computer exams recently, and they will rewrite on the 7th of December. So that plan is already in place for those learners who couldn't finish their computer exams because of load shedding. Similar things have happened in the past, and the department makes plans to assist those learners with the spare exam paper.
Well, that is good to hear. We will actually have a look for the hotline number, and when we'll post it for the affected learners that just can't make it, you know, to write an exam. And my heart goes out to these learners. I mean, disrupted education. load shedding, water shedding, it's really, really tough. Dr. Anthea Cerecito, CEO of the Governing Body Foundation, thank you for talking to us and talking to our listeners and just giving us a bit more insight into the class of 2022.